All right, let's see what happens.
All right, so can you hear me, sir?
I'm going to knock on it.
All right, there you go. Can you, is that better?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we have the same problem again. Thank you for hanging in there.
That's all quite all right.
Okay, so... Now, so, okay, so we've got acceptance at a halfway house, and you're going to be able to, however, you're going to be able to fund that?
They're not asking for no money up front. They wait until you are gainfully employed, and they'll start your rent on that day. And as I was trying to say, there's also a place in Tucson, it's called the Miracle Center. It's a faith-based organization, and they don't accept no fees for your participation in their programs.
Okay.
And, so there's, I've got two places here that's not asking for no money at all approved. And as I say, I'm holding up the approval letter for the screen. I don't know, sir, if you can see it.
Okay, well, all right, sir. For that to be official, we have to have a copy over here, but that's fine. We're not gonna argue about that one. Has DOC approved either one of them?
Yes, sir. The Mesa House, right there, 28 South College in Mesa, Arizona. Our counselor, Pomerantz, she got the application for me, and then I filled it out. She faxed it back to them, and 4 days later, they sent me acceptance letter.
Okay, so so they accepted you at the halfway house. As Department of Corrections, they accepted that as a placement for your release.
I can answer that, sir. That part, I don't know.
Okay. So, okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions right at this moment. Ms. Rittenhouse?
Thank you. Mr. Miller, it looks like you were released, you were paroled in 2014, and then that was in December, and then in May of 2015, you were revoked. What happened? What was that about?
Okay, they sent me to TLC facility, 2202 East Roosevelt Avenue, and they put me in a room with three heroin addicts that was shooting drugs, and I can't be around none of that stuff. And I went to the house manager, his name was Robert, and asked for a room change, and he said that he didn't have anything available. He didn't like to do room accommodations, and I told him at that time, I'm newly released on parole. I can't be around anybody using drugs. I can't be in a room with it. It's part of my 12 impositions. So he said, the best thing you can do is find another place to live, which is what I did. Now, I was ordered also to take certain restitutions, like $65 a month to parole officers once a month. And I wanted to honor this. Now, I had already gotten a job to start work. And I was doing my part, and I got off to a rocky start. I'll admit this. Things went a little bit south. I apologize for that. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
And did you, I just have an indication that you possibly, did you leave the state?
I went and seen my daughter. I did that. And Dr. Wright may mention that October last year. And, which I apologize for that also. Everything seemed like it wasn't working the way it should be working on a man that just served 28 calendar years. And I found out that my daughter was living on the street there in Modesto, California, homeless, and that was heartbreaking. And so.
And did you have approval to go, sir?
No, ma'am, I did not.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ring.
Okay, sir. Did Dr. Wright have any questions at this point?
No, sir. I'll defer to the parole officer.
Okay, that's That's where I was headed. Okay, would you like to come up and address the issues?
Good morning. I am Community Correction Officer Steve Butcher.
I can't see none of the board members.
Okay, this thing went back on us. Okay, we'll get him on. Okay, you can see us now.
I can see the three Clements board members.
Yes, sir.
That's what we have.
So I am the Community Correction Officer with the Electronic Monitoring Unit. Our unit supervises home arrest cases, and we also investigate proposed placements such as Mr. Howard's. Mr. Howard has submitted four placements to date. And all four have been denied, including his last one being the Mesa House. He is
No, sir. No, sir, I got it right here, approved. I'm holding
sir?
It on the screen.
Sir?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, would you please remain silent unless you were addressed directly?
I'm sorry.
So again, he submitted two in November, one in January, and one in May. They've all been denied. The reason for denial is he is an inmate release status. Being an inmate release status, he needs to have a viable, stable, and feasible long-term residence. And we consider that 2 months stability somewhere. If he doesn't have family or friends that he can reside with, he's more than welcome to live in the halfway house or other type of transitional housing, but we require money down. The Mesa House, although they're willing to accept him, as the other three placements were too, without money, they're a business. They're in it for monetary gain. I personally met with the manager and the owner there, and they're willing to float him on a week-by-week basis contingent upon his demeanor, attitude, willingness to work, and ability to work. He's 69 years old. He has no money on the books. He's been locked up for X amount of years. He needs a financial commitment in order for Community Corrections to approve a placement for him. At this time, he has no resources available according to his banking records. Thus, we can't approve the placement.
The system shut down.
He's dying again. We can get 15 minutes out of
it. It should be noted for the record that the video system has stopped momentarily.